This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, a recap of the biggest night for business leaders in Los Angeles. More than 200 members from the Business Journal's LA 500 list attended a special event at the Montage Hotel in Beverly Hills. Influential leaders in banking and finance, real estate, sports, tech, entertainment, manufacturing, and more showed up to celebrate the signature issue. And here to tell us more about it is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. Hi, Anna. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
Tell me about who's on your list, what the criteria was, and who showed up at your party.
Oh, gosh. So this is our most coveted list. And the list is really comprised of the movers and shakers of LA who really impact LA's economy. And we had such great names. It was such a big night to show up at this party. And, you know, folks like, you've got the Inglewood Mayor James Butts Jr. showed up. And he was talking about the renaissance of Inglewood and the excitement around the stadium. As you can imagine, you know, you've got 2020 stadium coming. You've got the 2022 Super Bowl and all the buzz that Inglewood's getting right now just around the development. We had Anastasia Sore who showed up, and she is always so fantastic and fabulous
at
every event.
This is the eyebrow queen,
This is the eyebrow queen who is now a beauty mogul. She just sold minority shares of her business to TPG, and what you would think would be slowing her down, all she kept talking about is her global expansion of this billion-dollar business. So it was really kind of exciting to have her at the event. And then we had Byron Allen.
Byron Allen was a TV person. When I was sort of coming up, we were sort of coming up at the same time in television. And then next thing you know, he was a billionaire.
He's blowing up.
I don't know how that happened. How did that happen?
He is blowing up. So you got entertainment mogul from, like, comedian turned entertainment mogul, right? He owns the entertainment studios, but now he's in the midst of a $10 billion acquisition deal by purchasing the Fox Regional Sports from Walt Disney Studios. I mean, that just puts him on a map on a whole new level. Just so humble and so smart, and it was so much fun talking to him, and kind of he was sharing some of his stories and, you know, his time with Eddie Murphy, et cetera. So it was a great night.
And he also owns the Weather Channel?
Yes, he owns the Weather Channel, and now he's launching the Weather Channel in Espanol. So that is really interesting.
He's also got a great reputation as just a nice guy.
He is,
right?
He's a sweetheart. Yeah, I love talking to him. And I have to tell you, there were so many people around him trying to talk to him.
Oh, sure.
And it was the hit of the party.
Yeah, billionaires are very, very popular in
yes,
parties,
they
I can tell you that. Listen, you talked about something else in this week's issue. It's at the park at Cross Creek in Malibu. What's all that about?
And this has been actually in the works for almost a decade, and there's been a lot of political and sort of legal battles getting to this. As you can imagine, the Malibu community is very tight. You've got a lot of Hollywood A-listers. You've got a lot of wealthy people that don't want commercial property build out. So one, it took quite a bit of time to build it out. Also, they had to take into consideration sort of backdoor entrances for the celebrities and for the A-listers. So the development took a lot more work. And what's really exciting about it is not only do we have the details of how they got there in this issue, but that it's finally opening up and it's going to be pretty exquisite from what I understand.
All right. Anna, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about the issues coming
thank
up.
You. Thank
For
you.
More information and to subscribe to the weekly publication, visit LABusinessJournal.com.